Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So I think it goes without saying, but Reddit is a very strange, weird and wonderful place, but mostly weird. And when it comes to wrestling, there have been many, many posts about some obscure, mind-blowing facts that you truly wouldn't believe, but yet somehow appear to be true. As a time capsule for everything good and bad about wrestling, Reddit is the promised land for those looking to unearth some crazy facts about the sport that we love so much. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 weirdest, mind-blowing wrestling facts according to Reddit. Number 10. Steve Blackman nearly died of malaria before his WWE run. Now, Steve Blackman was, and still is, hard as f**k. But he was given one of the toughest battles of his life long before he broke into the WWE in late 1997. Ironically, it was during his first attempt at Titan superstardom that a health concern outside of the ring almost took away his livelihood. After working for Stampede Wrestling in the mid-1980s, he was on the verge of scoring a full-time contract following some brief television appearances until he contracted near-fatal malaria during a tour of South Africa in 1989. It left him confined to a bed for almost 2 years. With the damage done to his health, size, and mobility, enough to put paid to his hopes and dreams of ever making it in such a physically demanding trade. Until he did, because like I said before, he's hard as f**k and wasn't going to take no for an answer. In some sweet circular synergy, it was Stampede cornerstones Owen Hart and Brian Pillman that helped him back through the door. Number 9. Nobody has held the original ECW World Heavyweight title and a major WWE World Heavyweight title. There's always a caveat with belt stats, but this one only makes the slice of trivia all that more appealing. WWE World Heavyweight title refers to any iteration of the company's top strap over the last several years, whilst the original ECW World Heavyweight title, of course, discounts everything post-2006. It's an important distinction to make, if only to rule out the first dual title holder, Rob Van Dam. But despite a who's who of industry icons serving as ECW's top star, none were ever selected to steward things in the WWE. That includes such luminaries as Don Morocco, Terry Funk, and Taz, as well as a host of hardcore icons that Vince McMahon just seemingly never saw as one of his top stars. It makes for slightly damning reading, if not all that shocking. Shane Douglas, arguably the most famous franchise player in the Philadelphia outfit's history, was reduced to the role of a cartoonish teacher during his short stint. Number 8. Taylor Swift used to babysit for Jeff Jarrett. As comfortably the biggest country music turned mainstream megastar in music history, Jeff Jarrett knows a thing or two about making niche concerns huge. Taylor Swift, to a lesser extent, probably understands this, and it explains why the two interacted on a close personal level earlier in Swift's career. As Jarrett explained in an interview, she had a friend in the family and we became family friends. She's in the community. When Mine came out, she came over to the house and Jeremy Borash and I, we were having a creative meeting downstairs. Taylor would come over and get the girls to take them back to her house and they'd bake cookies and all that kind of stuff. One day, Taylor brought over Joe Jonas. The Mine video is so creative, my daughter Jacqueline looked like a little Taylor. We were out on the lake, Taylor pulled up, and as bold as she always is, was just like, I want Jacqueline in the video. Okay, we flew up to Maine where we shot the video, had to turn over your cell phone on set and all that stuff. It was a good experience for the kids. Ain't she great? Number 7. Jinder Mahal's single WWE Championship reign is longer than all four of Edge's combined. The numbers don't lie, do they? And they spell disaster for Jinder Mahal at Sacrifice. If only Scott Steiner were cutting a promo on the modern-day Maharaja back when he was the WWE Champion in 2017. The reign might have actually stood half a chance. Alas, the run will be remembered for what it was, a panicked multifarious failure that served only to devalue a belt already suffering questionable prestige. Although it typically wouldn't be, this quirky statistic is unfortunately most definitely one at Mahal's expense rather than that of the rated R superstar. Short title tenures often doom the holder, but not here. Mahal's 170 days were painfully unremarkable, and when they weren't boring, they were too offensive to be genuinely heated. Contrast this with some legacy-enhancing runs against John Cena and others for an Edge character still very much on his ascendancy in the WWE at the time, and it is crystal clear who got the better deal. Number 6. Wrestler talk show grifts. Various. Now, the image on screen that you'll see is a young Mickey James, innocently peering down the lens of a school photograph, not realizing that one day she'd be a contrast of herself, for a show profiling women that went from nerd to knockout in front of fictional school friends. This was the story of her appearance on a 2000 episode of Jenny Jones that's available to watch thanks to multiple uploaders on YouTube. It's extremely, of its time in the worst possible ways, but at least gives you a semblance of agency to James as a budding pro wrestler. She wasn't the only one to give that era's Crash TV circuit a try, according to some well-informed Redditors. Apparently Justin Roberts was on Jerry Springer, playing a guy whose girlfriend was cheating on him with his own sister. OK Volume 1 noted that Bill Dundee and JC Ice were on Springer pretending Jamie was pimping out some kid, and user Mr. Darks recalled watching New Jack pretend to be a guidance counselor on The Jenny Jones Show. Wrestling and daytime scandal shows have never been so thematically close as they were back then. It's a wonder that almost every major name ever scribbled down on a format by Vince Russo didn't ply this trade at least once.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Number 5. Jeff Jarrett almost took a Val Kilmer Hollywood role. Back to Double J again, with comments from a Cheap Heat interview, and big shout out to Fightful for the transcript, that made it to Reddit about an intriguing nearly moment for the King of the Mountain. He said, "That opportunity literally dropped out of thin air sitting in my desk. I'll never net because I've told this story. I've got an email. They said, hey, Val Kilmer was supposed to read for this part, but he dropped out. They're like, would you like to read for this? I'm like, yeah, sure. I thought it was a joke because it was a cold email that I received. Anyway, I did the read in my office and sent them back, and you got it, and they say, oh yeah, Selena Gomez is in the movie, and Vanessa, all of these stars, and look, I've got 5 kids, 4 of them are girls, and you know, years ago, Disney Channel and Selena and all that. I was very excited that they were going to get this opportunity to meet her, but it was a fun part, but I don't have plans to go off to Hollywood." Read that no plans as being just yet. Number 4. Christian Cage was Nick Khan's first wrestling client. Now most notably tied to one of the most ruthless cost-cutting endeavors in WWE history, current company president Nick Khan wasn't entirely brand new to the world that he entered in 2020. According to Redditor Cactus Mac, Christian Cage was Nick Khan's first client as a sports agent, helped negotiate his move to TNA, and was friends with Samoa Joe around the same time. The specific wrestler details aren't the easiest to track down on Google, which is as good a barometer as any of how true they may be. But some of Khan's employment history is thanks to his WWE.com profile, and the following passage would at the very least match up with the timeline of Cage's departure to Orlando, which reads, Khan, a former practicing attorney, transitioned to international creative management in 2006, where he launched their sports media department and represented the biggest names in sports broadcasting. He's apparently also lifelong friends with The Rock, further tethering him to a world that he's rapidly shook up. Number 3, Vince McMahon versus burritos, snow cones, social media, and his own staff. It's an oldie but a goodie at this point, but Vince McMahon chowing down on a steak wrap and not realizing that the rest of the world knew it as something different remains as delightful as the food is delicious. As were these other morsels shared by a user known as Moss Covered Gradunza, with a loose connection to the original source. And here we go. This is what they had to say. Just the ones I can think of off the top of my head. I'll respond with further when I recall more of them. The steak wrap slash burrito is absolutely true. He would apparently eat them all the time and never ever call it a burrito. He said he never heard the snow cone story before. Doesn't mean it isn't true, but he had personally never heard it. When it came to social media, as it was growing, he always wanted The Miz to become one of the first guys they were really promoting. It sounded like he had a lot of faith in The Miz to be a guy who could run it. For many other wrestlers, he was indifferent about social media use. This was years and years ago, so obviously things have changed a bit. He very much did fire people on a whim. Some my old boss felt were justified, others were not. And then concluded by saying, keep in mind, these are not first-hand accounts from me. They all come from my former boss. And I realize this means nothing coming from a random stranger on the internet, but the person I used to work for very much did work on this for WWE and Vince. Number 2, WrestleMania 19's main event is the only one to feature both wrestlers using their real names. As nice as it is weird, this cute trivia note adds yet another layer to the neck-breaking onion that is slash was the terrifying conclusion to the WrestleMania 19 event. Brock Lesnar's Shooting Star Press was the headline coming out, replacing the panic around Kurt Angle's frazzled fame on the way in, with very little remembered about an excellent match between two ex-amateurs who desperately wanted to prove who was the best to turn pro. The fact that both worked with their real names is such a neat addendum to that. Angle was an ultra-established sports entertainment polymath by 2003, and Lesnar wasn't far behind him as both the next big thing and the Beast, but going by their own monikers linked each man to a simpler but no less skilled time. The record is soon to hit its 20th anniversary with no end in sight, not least with the likes of Roman Reigns and Becky Lynch sure to be on at least one side of the ring for years to come. And number 1, Finn Balor's 6 Minutes of Magic. It apparently took just 6 minutes for New Japan Pro Wrestling bosses to make up their mind on whether or not to sign the future Finn Balor. It was after Fergal Devitt had worked this match that NJPW scouts allegedly got him an offer to attend their dojo, thus opening the door for him to kick off a legendary and life-changing run for the King of Sports. This was confirmed by Reddit user and former wrestler Nikita Alanov, Soviet Shooter, who added some additional color. Holy shit, I didn't know there was actually a decent video of this show floating around. I worked this show, might have even been the match right after this. Dave Marquez was there representing NJPW, and the showcase match from the Inoki Dojo was Alex Kozlov versus Tommy Chang. As far as I know, Devitt was the only person to get an offer to go to the dojo directly, but Chad Allegra, Chance Prophet, and myself all got offers to go to the dojo in LA.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.